Hello and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto and today I'm going to share with you a quotation by Thoreau from his journal in 1853. In it he has a bit of a fracas with his publisher, whom he refers to as my publisher, falsely so called. And I like the humour, the wry humour of Thoreau in describing how he had to take back several hundred copies, unsold, of one of his books. He finds solace in this, and it shows his philosophical attitude, but also his wry sense of humour. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. For a year or two past, my publisher, falsely so called, has been writing from time to time to ask what disposition should be made of the copies of A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers still on hand, and at last suggesting that he had use for the room they occupied in his cellar. So I had them all sent to me here, and they have arrived today by express, filling the man's wagon, 706 copies out of an edition of 1,000, which I bought of Munro 4 years ago, and have been ever since paying for, and have not quite paid for yet. The wares are sent to me at last, and I have an opportunity to examine my purchase. They are something more substantial than fame, as my back nose, which has borne them up 2 flights of stairs, to a place similar to that to which they trace their origin. Of the remaining 290-odd, 75 were given away, the rest sold. I have now a library of nearly 900 volumes, over 700 of which I wrote myself. Is it not well that the author should behold the fruits of his labour? Indeed, I believe that this result is more inspiring and better for me than if 1,000 had bought my wares. It affects my privacy less and leaves me freer. Thoreau's Journal, 28th of October, 1853. Thank you for listening.